This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and I am at the San Francisco Main Library, and it's a little bit of a celebration because the San Francisco Public Library has been named the National Library of the Year. Joining me is Christy Estrovitz, who is the Manager of Youth Services, and we're going to talk about what kind of programs there are for kids. But first, Christy, wow, what happened?
Oh, we are so thrilled to be honored by the National Library of the Year Award. It's a really testament to the work that we've been doing and striving, being the first public library with a social worker and now a social working team serving the needs of our community, as well as being the first library with a library differences librarian, starting a fog reader program and supporting our staff and our educational needs. Also, just a real pat on the back for the, you know, over 4,000 free programs that we offer to our community in every single one of our locations.
This is really a testament to the investment that the city has made in public libraries.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful to be working for an organization that believes in the work that we do, to have such strong fiscal support from the city and also from the Friends and Foundation of the San Francisco Public Library. That makes our work possible.
So you're the Manager of Youth Services, and there are a lot of youth services. One of the things that I think is pretty exciting is you've got a scholar card.
Oh, this is one of the best equity programs I think we've ever presented to really support student learning. A couple of years ago when President Obama was in office, he really set the challenge to public libraries and said, you need to work with your public schools and all your schools. So we accepted his Connect Ed challenge to make sure all of our students in San Francisco have a library card. It's taken some time, but in April 2016, we were able to launch this. And this is a data agreement that we have with SFUSD and a shared commitment to support student learning, giving them a full access library card. So many students already have a library card, and we're thinking about those who may have had a barrier. Maybe their parents are working three jobs and unable to get to the library with them physically to sign that piece of paper. With us having a shared agreement with SFUSD, we automatically give them a card. It's in our system, and it's just an activation button that we hit to say, here's your free access card. When we launched it, we had an event at the Tenderloin Community School with Principal Shatner, and we activated one class, and it was so exciting. We had the superintendent there. We had the head teacher librarian. We had lots of partners in education there just really rallying behind this. And we also had Christian Robinson. He is one of the most esteemed illustrators of our time. And we used his artwork to make special library cards for this initiative. And that became the brand of our initiative. We're able to notify all the parents and let them know about this benefit, how it supports their student, and how easy it was. We also gave them an opt-out. We don't know why parents wouldn't want their child to have a library card, but it's really important that they have that authority.
Well, a library card is a lot more robust than simply giving you access to go in and borrow a book, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, there's so many things that you can do with your library card. You can check out, I like to say to students, as many books as you can carry. Really, it's 50 items. E-books, streaming media. We have a brand new collection of circulating albums. You know, if you want to go low tech, you can do that, as well as free museum passes. With our Discover and Go agreement, you can get tickets to Exploratorium, SF MoMA, as well as a Cal Academy. Those are really pricey attractions, and you get those free with your library card.
And you have thousands and thousands of kids who've signed up.
We have. So when we launched this during National Library Week in April 2017, we had 6 weeks to show, how can we do this? And with all of our planning, we knew how to, sign up a classroom. What we were overwhelmed by, we activated 15,000 students' accounts in that short window of time. And we reached 27 whole schools in that six-week period.
So at the beginning of the school year, you're going to be doing outreach to parents and kids throughout San Francisco. They should get something in the mail and say, hey, you can sign up for a scholar card. And that's the way that they find out about it?
Absolutely. So late September, early October, that's when we'll notify all the parents. So we've reached about 45% of all SFUSD students. Our goal is 100%. And it's not just 100% having a library card, it's also 100% becoming library users. And so far in our year and a half journey in this project, which is going to be a forever project, I think, with the library and SFUSD, we know that the students who have activated their card, 68% are using their library card. So whether it's coming in using our computers, using your library card, or checking out books, or streaming, you know, an audiobook, you know, they're the shared dream of really supporting students and creating library users, that is a success, and we want to continue on that path.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Christy Estrovitz, who is the manager of youth services at the San Francisco Public Library. And there's a lot more going on than just the scholar card. Let's talk about something called Brain Fuse.
So Brain Fuse is the library's free online tutoring service. It's homework help. So what you do is you log in with your library card, which is free, and you select if you're a student, you're struggling with like a writing assignment. You can log on and create a session, and they get paired with a tutor to give you instant feedback on your assignment. They're not going to do it for you, but they're going to be like your coach and your free tutor to help you, you know, achieve your goals with your homework.
And it's in English and Spanish.
That's right. That's right. And it can be done at any library computer, but also with your library card at your home computer, at your school, at the rec center, wherever you have access.
One of the programs that I'm particularly interested in is something called FOG, because it's really, I think, a pretty unique program to help kids who are struggling.
So FOG Readers is a relatively new program for the library. I think we're in year two, and it pairs trained tutors by our learning differences librarian. Her name is Laura Lay. She's phenomenal. And she trains tutors to work one-on-one with first graders through fourth graders who are struggling with reading. It's held, she does a match up, and it's held at 24 of our branch libraries. So it's in a library place. It's safe. It's out in the open, mostly in the children's area. And I know firsthand, I have a struggling reader, and my son loves to read. I mean, we've grown up reading since he was an infant in my arms and even before, but reading for him is really hard. It's hard to, like, practice the saying of the sounds, and he needed someone outside of his teacher and outside of his parents to just give him that encouragement. And now he's a reader.
So I'm a mom, and I've noticed my child is having difficulty. Do I just sort of walk over to the library and say, hey, can you help?
So what you might want to do, you can walk into the library and say, hey, I want to learn more about FOG readers, and we can connect you. We'll probably connect you directly with Laura. There's a simple one-page application process, so she knows a little bit more about your family. Sometimes there's a short wait list. My family had to wait about 3 weeks, and it was well worth it. The idea is that you meet with a tutor one-on-one for up to a year, and the tutor is like tracking the progress and checking in with Laura to you know, kind of field ideas and support the learning together. So it's a real team approach.
And it's after school.
It's after school. It's scheduled. You indicate your availability and the location that works best for you, the time that works best for you, and she really does the matchmaking on the end.
So there's one other program that, you know, I look at all the programs at the library, and I'm just like, how did you guys put this together? But you've got the Mix.
Oh, the Mix. So the Mix turned 3 this summer. It's 3 years old, and it's amazing. So this is a teen-designed and teen-activated space by leaders, teen leaders in the community. The Mix is now open 7 days a week, and they have lots of studio options. Inside the Mix, you'll find a maker studio. You'll find lots of different instruments. There's often a house band having practice. A lot of our partners come in and help us activate the audio booth, also the sound recording studio. And there's lots of books, too. It's a really cool space, only for ages 13 through 18.
And open in the afternoon.
And open in the afternoons and evening hours and on weekends when teens have choice time.
And it's at the San Francisco Main Library.
It's right downtown. It's really easy and accessible from all around the city. I highly recommend, if you're a teen listening, check it out.
So I'd really like to thank Christy Estrovitz, manager of youth services at the San Francisco Public Library, for helping kick off the school year and letting folks know about what are the programs for kids and teens at the San Francisco Public Library. The Scholar Card, Brain Fuse, Mix, Fog, it's all here. So get online or go to your local library. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.